Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please do tune in next week for Kevin's interview with Dr. Eric Nager on food sensitivities and eczema. Now, today's guest will be with us, and his name is Rex Jones, and he has expertise and a depth of knowledge in herbs and their use, and he is an herbalist, educator, radio show host, and experienced in the natural foods industry. First, I'm going to give you some information on news you can use and some interesting updates. The first comment I want to make is on autism, and this is a reminder of how challenging the environment. Remember, all that happens to us is environmental modification of gene expression. It's what we come into the world with and what we are exposed to. So as far as the numbers in autism, before 1980, it was 1 out of 2,000. And now it's 1 out of 45, and that is worsening. Developmental disabilities before 1980 were 3.8%. They're now 17.1%, which is 1 out of 6. And that's significant. More significant, even, is that the United States is 25th in infant mortality rates. Finland, Japan, Portugal, Sweden and the Czech Republic have much lower rates than we do. We are 25th in the world in infant mortality. Now, our children's stolen future. For the first time in two centuries, the current generation of children in the United States have shorter life expectancies than their parents. This is primarily due to the rapid rise in childhood obesity, which leads to diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure, and cancer, all now occurring at younger ages. And that's been my personal experience as a nutritionist, a clinical nutritionist, for over 40 years. I never saw these kinds of conditions in young children. Now we're seeing them far too often. Now, the paradigm shifting in autism. What we now know about autism and that is that it is a multifaceted condition, and it includes the consequences of environmental impact on gene variants and gene expression. And we use that information on gene variants to help us in our treatment strategies. It includes dysfunctions in the following: barrier integrity to the gut and the brain, inflammation, immunity, gastrointestinal function, metabolism and biochemistry, and neurological function. Now, this all results in impaired responses to surroundings, to stimuli, to foods, food components, toxins, artificial additives, pesticides, medications, and drugs. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics on autism, they now direct pediatricians to become knowledgeable in complementary alternative treatments for autism, including dietary and nutritional interventions. And this was a statement back in 2007. This is a huge change in the AAP's opinions if we go back over 20 and 30 years. What is autism? What do we see in autism? And I like to use the term autism because there are different subsets within that term, autism. So, autism deficiencies and defects. The most common nutrient deficiencies include magnesium, zinc, selenium, iron, and also calcium. In vitamins, we see deficiencies in vitamin A, vitamin D, biotin, and B vitamins, particularly methylation B vitamins, which include B12, folate, and also cofactor B vitamins such as B6 and B2. Other nutrients that we see deficiencies in, omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, TMG and DMG, and those are factors in methylation, amino acids, carnitine, taurine, and glutathione. And as far as gene and gene expression, we see it is not uncommon to see methylation defects in the MTHFR, methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme. And folate defects, again, are addressed using B12, folic acid. Sulfation is important, and we see defects in sulfation. What does that translate to? It means that there are defects in the ability to rid the body of its own natural toxins, naturally produced toxins, and in our exogenously produced toxins, what we're exposed to in the environment. And our environment is what we eat, what we drink, what we're exposed to, how we live, stressors, toxins, and as we said before, exposure to medications and drugs. So this is important. The other issues that are interesting is there is a subset of those with autism that have particularly low cholesterol. And some people would say that must be good, but it's not, because cholesterol is very important in brain and nerves. And the brain, 65% of the dry weight of the brain is cholesterol. It's extremely important. Malabsorption's an issue. Toxic metals are issues. Mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and copper. So we have a lot to look at with regard to autism. And I want to give you some basic avoids, and I hope you'll find this particularly interesting. Artificial sweeteners, additives, coloring, flavoring, preservatives, and toxins. Now, when I first had a list of avoids, sugar was number one. It's no longer number one. I just listed all the artificial additives and preservatives and toxins. And then high fructose corn syrup, diet and regular sodas and juice drinks, hydrogenated oils known as trans fatty acids, margarines, all deep fried foods, and then sugar, caffeine, and alcohol. Refined grains pushed us into diabetes and obesity. It's what that, as if you'll excuse me, stupid pyramid promoted for almost 20 years. And it is the underlying main issue in this Western civilization for all of the refined foods that we ate. What we also avoid are crave foods and any food that we consider a problem, any food that bothers you. So when people say, I can't eat chicken, the first thing I say is it commercial chicken or is it organic? Because you may be reacting to something used in the chicken feed, and it's not actually the chicken itself. It can be the additives and preservatives. And our basic includes are pretty good. If it does not grow, do not eat it. We want a nutrient-dense, eco-friendly diet. Pasture-fed, grass-fed animals, eggs, seafood, meat, and poultry, beans, nuts, and seeds, if tolerated, homemade bone broth from pasture-fed animals, vegetables and fruits, fermented vegetables, fruits, and beverages. That's how you get the microbiome. You feed the microbiome using fermented foods, Celtic sea salt, filtered water, raw vegetable juices, and good fats and oils, extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, butter, animal fats, coconut oil, expeller pressed sesame and flax oils. and some natural sweeteners, and we want to limit those. Honey, maple syrup, natural juices are a great sweetener, and organic stevia must be organic stevia. And just to give you a few heads up on what constitutes a good diet, it's really, really simple. The first thing you do is remember that the first food or drink of the day sets a glucose standard for the day. It must be healthy. You want protein, fiber, and good fat. And whatever food it takes to achieve that is what you want to consume. We want healthy, nutrient-dense foods, and organic is best. But get protein, fat, good fats that we just mentioned, and fiber in there. So you could have hummus. You could have nuts and seeds and a hard-boiled egg. You could have half a fruit and nuts and seeds. You have a lot of variety in the way you can choose to eat. And so this is an important concept. And what we'll do some more discussions throughout the show today when we talk with Rex Jones. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And we've just gone over information on autism and some basics in diet. So that's the news you can use. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with you after this break. Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next week, please tune in for Kevin's interview on food sensitivities and eczema. Now, today's guest consistently provides excellent information. We will be discussing the Garden of Life herbal supplements with Rex Jones, whose expertise includes in-depth knowledge of herbs and their use. He is an herbalist, educator, radio show host, and experienced in the natural foods industry. Welcome to the show, Rex.
Thank you, Dana. How are you today?
I am fine, and we always have a nice discussion, but I think it's important to give a little bit of background as to how you became interested in the field, and then let's talk about some of the certifications that Garden of Life has developed and gone through in order to provide quality products.
Yeah, well, my interest in the field really started at such a young age, I can't even remember. I grew up in an herbal family, with my mom being grown up in an area where they constantly used herbs for medicine. So it was just, the regular thing with me. And, you know, and unless we got really sick, we wouldn't really go to the doctor. And I actually grew up in health food stores. So, you know, 4 years old, I remember going to you know, the health food stores in the 70s, back when there wasn't a ton of money and there was a lot of heart and, you know, reasons to have a store. But as I grew a little bit older, actually, when I got to be around 14 or 15 years old, I wanted to be a ninja. This was back in the 80s when all the ninja movies were coming out. And so at some point I read about how the ninjas, who were kind of like rogue samurais, would, you know, if they got injured in the woods, they knew plants so well that they could patch themselves up and heal themselves, you know, and survive. And I thought that was just amazing, because my relationship with herbs were like my parents making these concoctions that we had to take, you know, for springtime and to deworm us and all kinds of things like that. So I, you know, it was like, ooh, not that stuff again. But then I got interested. And so that's, you know, when I was around 14 or 15, I started, you know, going on herb walks with my mom, and I'd go to the health food store to see her get herbs, because I was looking for some kind of herb that was going to give me extra strength at 14, as it, I actually needed that. and so that opened me up to really seeing that herbs were, you know, important, you know, at that young age. But when I did get older, I took multiple like correspondence courses and eventually did some apprenticeship under Susan Kramer, who's an amazing herbalist here in the Atlanta area, an instructor and naturopath and lawyer and all kinds of wonderful things. And continued on with that, studying Ayurveda, which I'm currently still studying. But I'm just really glad Garden of Life has jumped into this arena, because when you start talking about herbs and you dig deeper, you find out that there are modalities behind these herbs that have been around for thousands of years, that in many, many ways coincide and run along with some of the modern research and things that we know today to be true. And a lot of these things are validating, which was done, you know, things that were done in ancient times. And we get the concept of holistic health from a lot of these modalities. And so with Garden of Life jumping into that arena, having those conversations, or at least opening up that opportunity to customers, I feel like it's the next level of education by default when you walk into the herbal category. It really gives you such a strong base understanding, if you dig, you know, deeper into these modalities, about what everything is about. And you can actually fit our modern science into much of those modalities even today. So I'm very excited about that. And so, you know, when you're talking about herbs, you're usually not stressing organic and non-GMO. And that's something that Garden of Life, we do. We stress supply chains and where do things come from? How are they grown? And if they're not grown correctly, we try to dig down and get involved in that. And with herbs, you know, generally what's preferred are these, you know, small batches, you know, individual herbalists in community herbalists doing wildcrafting and things like that. That's wonderful. That's what herbalism really, really is. But when you're trying to supply high quality product and high quality, well formulated herbal products to the entire country, you have to have some controls. You need to know how these herbs are grown. You need certifications like the USDA organic certification. You need a non-GMO verification, not because people are genetically modifying herbs, but because there are so many different ways to prepare and extract herbs that you end up using solvents and byproducts, which, you know, a lot of times they come from weird places. And so it's our job to deliver this, you know, gluten-free certified, vegan certified and audit, organic certified and audit, non-GMO certified and audit, kosher certified audit, herbal product, you know, and this way we can speak to all of those concerns that, you know, an educated customer or a customer that doesn't know much might be concerned about as far as quality and where their products come from.
Well, you've given us a lot of interesting information, and I'm always reminded that when we talk to complementary alternative practitioners, what I find is that they tend to have a diverse background and diversity in interests, and they tend to be people that have challenged the status quo, think outside of the box, and ask a lot of questions. And right. So it's an interesting community, just to say that. And the patients that we attract are the ones that ask questions. And I was taught in professional training that the patient that just goes along and nods their head is least likely to do well. The patient that asks for information, questions what the treatment recommendations are the ones that do well. So listening to you and the diversity in your background and your interests, it's just a reflection of this community. I don't know if you've observed the same thing, but it's certainly
I never put it together like that, but that just rings true in my mind. For sure.
Yes, and it can be a variety of fields. I've talked with some people that started out in psychology or art history. So we didn't all take a direct path. I started out as a dental hygienist, which is still in the it's a profession that actually was putting itself out of business. It's dentistry and dental hygiene are the professions that have tried to put themselves out of business because of prevention. And when I got into medical and traditional medical practices, I was shocked that if you gave information to a patient to prevent a condition, eating a plant-based diet, more fiber, etc., that was quackery because you were treating a condition that did not exist. You don't hear that anymore. You were born in the 70s, and this was in the 70s and early 80s. Doctors in Maryland got called before the board for telling people to eat diets that were healthy to prevent heart disease and cancer. How do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not too shocked, because how do you end up with the results that we have in some of the medical fields, which are horrible? I mean, each year we watch the statistics get worse and worse. So they have a certain authority as practitioners, but the results, you know, I mean, this is why we see people looking to holistic health, because they have done everything they've been told and they're not really getting the results. I mean, if people were getting healthier and healthier, well, yeah, they'd be putting themselves out of a job. But it's interesting. On the one hand, you have this power that says we are right and we are the authority, but you don't get results, and then you're told something else is quackery. You know, there's a disconnect there, and I think some people see through it. I totally believe what you say, though, about, or agree with what you're saying. I mean, there are people that are inquisitive in just by turning over the rock and asking questions. That's the first step. That is the psychology of healing. I mean, it has to start in the mind that, you know, you have to want to do better. And, you know, I think it's one of the sad things about the modern medical establishment is that there isn't that education, even with the tools they use. You know, so customers, I guess they are customers, not patients, but patients are kind of out of the loop. They feel, you know, sick, they go to the doctor, And it's the doctor's job, you know, like I don't need to know much except for when to take this, what not to take it with, and if I'm going to have surgery, you know, and then you're off. You know, there's a total disconnect about what's going on, and it's actually your body.
Well, what's interesting about Western medical education for MDs is that they do not take courses in nutritional biochemistry. And you and I know that all those enzymes depend on very specific nutrients in order to function.
Right.
So when you can identify faulty enzyme functions, that's powerful. I call it the science and math of the body, because you're really looking at why folic acid isn't converting to active folate, because there's a fault in the MTH of our genes. So that sounds really logical to those of us who are both traditionally and non-traditionally trained. And I think that mixture works well.
Right.
I call the ability to help people in a sort of non-traditional, complementary, alternative, functional way. That is a wonderful addition to our medical knowledge. And I'm starting to see a little bit more integration in traditional medical training. I always say that all schools of veterinarian medicine have a complete department of nutrition taught in every system for every species as active, an integral part. We have maybe 10 medical schools, it might be more, who actually do that, and we have one species. One.
That says so much. It's kind of scary. I guess because dogs don't pay for for operations or something.
Well, it is interesting, and I've had more than one patient come to me because their veterinarian recognized symptoms and suggested they see a nutritionist.
Wow.
And had I identified what it probably could be. But we're going to carry this conversation forward into the next segment, and this is a reminder if you've just tuned in with us, folks. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Rex Jones. Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. I alternate with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and this is a reminder to tune in next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Kevin's interview on food sensitivities and eczema will be very interesting. Now, today's guest consistently provides us really good information, and we've been discussing the Garden of Life herbal supplements with Rex Jones, and his expertise includes this in-depth knowledge of herbs and their use. He's an herbalist, educator, radio show host, and experienced in the natural foods industry. So talk to us about herbs, both in certification and individually what they can be helpful with as far as human ailments are concerned.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think it should go without saying, but sometimes we need a reminder, it's that the majority of the world still uses botanical or herbal medicine as the primary care for all of their ailments. So whether, you know, or not we're skeptical about herbs or not, the truth is that it is, you know, medicine for the rest of the world. I mean, our job at Garden of Life is to deliver supplements that support, you know, health and things like that. We're not prescribing or treating any particular disease or anything like that. But the reality is that for health reasons, herbs absolutely do work. And they're very complex. They have hundreds of chemicals and compounds that can be beneficial. That's just, you know, 30,000 foot kind of concept of like where herbs come from. Should I take an herb or is it dangerous? You know, a lot of times people are wondering, well, will it conflict with something? Will it conflict with what I'm taking? And I would say, and you probably could correct me on this, but, you know, probably somewhere around 80% plus of the contraindications you might have are with, you know, thinning or thickening the blood, raising or lowering blood pressure, raising or lowering blood sugar. And, you know, if you're taking any of those drugs that have those components, yeah, maybe you need to check and see, you know, if those herbs either double down or contradict that and talk to a qualified health practitioner. But that's not that common, you know, in my opinion, you know, that herbs really go in and kind of mess things up for you. So, you know, generally the types of formulas you're going to find in the health food store, the types of formulas we have, generally speaking, you're not going to be a big concern for people. Now, that said, one of the most common herbs, probably the best-selling herb for the last 1 or 2 years, has been a botanical called turmeric. And people love turmeric because it supports their, you know, a healthy inflammatory response. It can support healthy glucose management. And, you know, hundreds of things. Actually, I mean, turmeric is kind of a panacea. They eat tremendous amounts of it in India, obviously, in a lot of their food because it's anti-parasitic. It protects the liver. It helps with blood quality. It's a digestive herb. It's an expectorant, meaning it can help to actually help with respiratory issues and actually help to be an antiplatelet. So that's, you know, antiplatelet, that means, you know, blood thinning. So yeah, if you're taking a Coumadin or something like that, that could be an issue if you're taking turmeric. But for most of us, turmeric could be and should be included in our food, but turmeric is this wonderful botanical, you know, very deep orange colored botanical that has a polyphenol called curcumin, which is an antioxidant, and it is wonderful for people that have joint issues, that are just taking it for, you know, maybe after a workout, taking it to address healthy inflammatory response. Again, many, many things people are taking turmeric from, but it's the best-selling botanical right now. So, and like I said, it has been. So why is Garden of Life jumping into turmeric after 1 or 2 years? And it goes back to supply chain. So we looked at the marketplace, and we saw that the best-selling turmeric SKUs are not USDA organic. And This certification is pretty important because most of the turmeric is grown in India. There are organic farms in India. There are products, turmeric products sold in the U.S. that are organic turmeric products from India, but the best-selling ones, they're not. And so we took our time to work on a supply chain that would be, you know, organic and non-GMO verified, because this curcumin compound, it only exists at around 3-5% in the actual turmeric root. But what people buy and what the research kind of supports is a 95% concentration of this curcumin or curcuminoids. And so in order to do that, you need to use a solvent to get you up to that number. And the solvent that people use, or that companies use, is ethanol, which comes from corn, which most of the corn is genetically modified. So we, as Garden of Life, we don't like to support genetic modification. We think Mother Nature did it well the first time around, and there's millions of years of intelligence in the genes to kind of warrant why that plant would have what it has now. So we use an organic ethanol because you have to use a solvent to get there, but we can do it without GMOs, and we can do it growing the turmeric in a healthy soil, in an organic soil, which is going to allow for better genetic expression than if it were conventional. So we worked on a supply chain that was ethical as well. So the turmeric that we get from India, the actual farm gives 50% of all sales from the farm back to fair wages for the worker and to workers to support the community and schools in the area directly where the farm is. So we took our time. We're coming a little bit late with turmeric, but it's organic. It's non-GMO verified. And here's the other two things that I love the most. We have a turmeric that is very, very competitive. If you walk into a store right now and look at our turmeric, 95% concentrate of curcuminoids, it's cleaner, it's organic, it costs less than most turmeric products, and it's more concentrated in the curcumin. So it took us a while to get there, but we have a product that's just hard to walk away from if you're looking for a turmeric.
Well, that's an excellent description. I think that the goals, and I like the statement that you all put out, empowering extraordinary health. And that's the Garden of Life mission. I think that's what you're explaining to us right now. Tell us about the development of that and what it means.
Right. So empowering extraordinary health. So I remember working in a health food store back in 98, 99. And that's when I first started hearing about Garden of Life. And they put out books. They were more about education than they were about the products. And in fact, I remember hearing a statement for them. It's like, we sell products to get education out, you know? So from the very beginning of Garden of Life, it has been education focused. And so that has never stopped with us. Our passion for really empowering extraordinary health, not just health, you know, the idea that we should just be here on earth just to try to get well doesn't make sense. And you talked about, you know, the veterinary aspect of it. I mean, most animals are usually really healthy just on their own without doctors and everything. It's when we make them pets and then we decide to maybe feed them different things and change their environment that they get sick. But we're, you know, human beings are animals as well. And we're not supposed to be, I don't believe we're supposed to be here just to try to achieve wellness. Wellness should be the baseline, and extraordinary health should be the goal. And so that's what Garden of Life is about, is really empowering extraordinary health through education, through, you know, lifestyle, supporting healthy lifestyles and shining a light on healthy lifestyles. And we have a magazine called Extraordinary Health, and that's exactly what it does. It really gives people an example of what it looks like to be healthy and shows, you know, we usually pick someone who's famous or semi-famous, to show how they do it, because it is achievable. And I think that's the goal that we need to look forward to, is extraordinary health, not just getting well.
Well, you say this so well, Rex. It makes sense. And I think it's exciting that you have the first dual certified USDA organic and non-GMO project verified herbal line. That's an accomplishment. And I'm sure the competition will try to catch up. This is.
I hope they do. I mean, we need more of this. I mean, not to interrupt you too much. We always keep a tally of the amount of products in the natural products industry. Supplement products, 36,000.
Wow.
Only about 3 to 4% are either organic or non-GMO verified. So that means that our industry is full of the conventional products. And so we just think that our industry needs to double down on that for a lot of reasons, mostly environmental. And if we're buying especially botanicals or foods that are organic, that changes the landscape tremendously. So, yes, I hope they do in some ways. Yes.
Well, it's really remarkable, and I'm glad you were sharing this information with us. And this is a reminder to those that have just tuned in with us. You're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We're going to be right back with more interesting information from Rex Jones. Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And this is a reminder that Village Green has their end-of-year sale going on now through December 31st. 35% off Pathway products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. And this is a reminder that they are a compounding pharmacy as well, and they can compound custom formulas that are individualized, so it just doesn't get any better than this. And I also wanted to remind you, listeners, about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. It's a very good book. So we've been talking with Rex Jones, and as I will remind you, we've been discussing Garden of Life herbal supplements, and Rex Jones has expertise in and a depth of knowledge in herbs and their use. He is an herbalist, educator, radio show host, and experienced in the natural foods industry. So let's talk more, please, about herbs and their uses, what kinds of, how we can consume them, liquid, powder, capsules, etc. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I want to talk about is, you know, different delivery systems. So, you know, there are herbs to do many things, right? But we feel that giving people choices like sprays, which we have in the MyKind herbal line, we have liquids, we have actually gummies. We have a turmeric gummy and an elderberry gummy. They're both delicious and powerful, and they're not full of junk, you know, sweetened with fruit. We have powders like a golden milk. So let's talk about the golden milk turmeric blend and the turmeric boost powder and antioxidant powder in the gummies. We have a turmeric gummy that has 50 milligrams of curcuminoids, which is pretty respectable. So for something that tastes so good, kind of tastes like an apple pie, spicy apple pie gummy, but for something that tastes that good to be able to deliver that amount of the curcuminoids, makes it easy for, you know, a child, at, you know, 4 to 6 years old, or an adult that doesn't, you know, an older adult maybe that doesn't want to take pills anymore, to get the benefits of curcuminoids. So there is, you know, that product, which is one of my favorites, the elderberry gummy, which has some echinacea. We know that's great as a lymphatic herb and can help support immunity. But elderberry is a big seller and an amazing food, as well as an antioxidant that can actually help with respiratory issues as well. So elderberry has tons of research behind it supporting its ability to help with cold, flu, and viruses and things like that. So an elderberry gummy, an elderberry syrup, and then these turmeric powders I was mentioning with golden milk. It's based on Indian formula where you take turmeric and some of the delicious spices like, you know, cardamom and cinnamon and ginger. We have black peppers in ours as well. And then we have 200 milligrams of ashwagandha, the KSM-66 ashwagandha, which is a great nervine, supports the nervous system and can help you relax and suppress cortisol and stress. And that could be taken with milk. A lot of people do that at nighttime. Great price on that. 50 milligrams of the curcuminoids, 44 milligrams of curcuminoids in that powder. And then we have another powder called Turmeric Boost. And since those curcuminoids that make the turmeric yellow are antioxidants, we decided, well, let's put rooibos, South African tea, which has its own unique antioxidant blend in there. Let's put pomegranate and standardize it to 50% polyphenols, for more antioxidants. And added some Florida organic orange juice powder, some lemon powder, ginger, and that is a great antioxidant powder for after workout or even with your morning smoothie or greens. So there's a little bit of everything to choose from. We made a sleep formula that comes in two different delivery systems. Our Sleep Well formula spray, you'd spray five times and you get 100 milligrams of theanine, the world's first organic theanine that can help you with focusing. But theanine has been shown to help people go to sleep quicker. And we have 300 milligrams of lemon balm, which is a very diverse herb. Lemon balm actually helps with focusing as well, and it could be calming. And a lot of times you see it in cold and flu formulas and stomach formulas for kids, like colic type formulas. But lemon balm also is very calming and is antispasmodic, and can actually help with sleep. There have been studies on adults with lemon balm and helping people get to sleep. And we added chamomile as a great complement to the lemon balm, which is also, along with lemon balm, a digestive herb that is calming to the nervous system in the gut and actually helps with balancing inflammation in the gut. And if I know you've had several people from Garden of Life probably talking about probiotics and from other companies, but most of our nervous system is in our gut, and most of our immune system is in our gut. So when the gut is out of whack and signals are going the wrong way, that's enough to keep you up. So chamomile and lemon balm are both antispasmodic, but both digestive herbs, and both calming. So calming the gut and helping calm the mind with passion flower and valerian, just a little bit of valerian there as a sedative. We have a wonderful spray formula. Excuse me, let me back up a second. Our spray formula doesn't have valerian. We have the Sleepwell tablet that does have valerian. So for people that don't really like valerian, it knocks them out and makes them sleepy, they can take our spray, but then you can take the spray as many sprays as you'd like, serving being five. But for children, this particular formula, 6 years and older, the spray formula can double as a calming formula during the day with the lemon balm and the theanine. So the spray is a little more versatile in that it can really work well with children, even adults that might be tightly wound during the day. We also have an amazing, amazing adrenal formula. And I could spend 30 minutes talking about the adrenal formula, but we have our MyKind B vitamins. Not to replace your B vitamins for the day, but when you're stressed out and you feel like your adrenals are shot or you're shot, you will go through your B vitamins quicker. So we use B vitamins derived from holy basil, from lemon, and guava. And we have an amazing botanical called Shizandra or Wu Weizi, which is called five flavor fruit in China. And that is a wonderful liver herb, antioxidant, kidney tonic that has been shown to lower cortisol. It protects the liver very well, supports the kidneys. And in Chinese medicine, with the five element theory and such, this five flavored fruit really has the ability to touch and disperse itself into all the organ groups. So it's a very nourishing berry, an antioxidant berry, as well. And it has similar properties as some of the other adaptogen or anti-stress herbs. So for instance, we have 330 milligrams of Shizandra and 300 milligrams of rhodiola, which is another very versatile anti-stress herb that can help with mood and libido and energy, also memory as well. And we have that standardized to 2% Rosuvin, so a full dose of rhodiola. And then ashwagandha, we have actually 7.5 milligrams of the withanolides from ashwagandha. Now, ashwagandha, the rhodiola, and the Shizandra have all been clinically studied to lower cortisol and stress, but ashwagandha is a relaxing herb, even though people call it Indian ginseng, and so is Shizandra. And the rhodiola is an herb that's been studied for memory, and so has Shizandra. So there's this crossover of indications with these botanicals. We have a 2-month supply in the adrenal formula, and these are the types of herbs that get better over time. So when you're taking herbs for your adrenals, you don't want to just take them the day you feel stressed out. Take them every day, and you eventually really start to lower that stress threshold. You raise the stress threshold, so it takes a lot more stress to weaken your organs or to stress you out. We actually have a standalone ashwagandha that's obviously organic and non-GMO, 2 month supply, wonderful price, full potency. I don't know if there's another ashwagandha in the marketplace that is as powerful. So 30 milligrams of the withanolides in a 2 month supply. It's another, obviously, adrenal herb. It's in our adrenal formula. These formulas should be taken maybe a half hour after you wake up. You can take some of them at, like the ashwagandha, at night, but you don't want to take adrenal herbs or herbs that lower cortisol right when you wake up, because your cortisol naturally rises. So we don't want to block that. We also have a prostate formula that features the Flowens clinically studied cranberry preparation. This is a really special cranberry preparation where they've taken various antioxidant fractions from the juice, skin, seed, and flesh, tested it exactly like all pharmaceutical drugs for prostate are tested, using the IPSS, which is pretty much the standard. And it turned out to be just as good as the best prostate drug without the side effects. We have a 2 month supply there with the prostate formula. And,
that is, we have, okay. We're going to have you back to talk more about the individual products. You've really covered so much for us during this session, Rex, and we appreciate it. And thank you so much for being with us. We look forward to speaking with you again.
And likewise, take care. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, to you too. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.